Welcome to Everyday Miracles with Candace McClain, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who motivate you to overcome the odds, break down barricades, and shift your beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Share in the journey and find a new path full of miracles waiting to be discovered. Now, here's your host, Candace McClain.
And welcome to Everyday Miracles, the show where we open our minds to unlimited possibilities. I'm Candace McClain, and on today's show, we're going to learn about a groundbreaking new system of quantum age thinking that involves quantum physics, technology, and spirituality. And the creator of this system, Diane Collins, will be joining us on the show to introduce us to this system and her new book all about it called Do You Quantum Think? New Thinking That Will Rock Your World. And this book, I have to tell you, really puts everything in a new perspective, just helping us to make sense of the times that we're in, this world that we're in, and how everything's changing, integrating scientific insight and the spiritual teachings, and of course the essential role of our own mind in living not just effectively but masterfully in our modern fast-paced world. Well, today we want to help you change your thinking around so you can create some positive change in your life. And we'd love to hear from you also. So if you have questions for Diane today, questions about quantum thinking, you can fill out our instant feedback form on the Transformation Network website at www.transformationtalkradio.com. And once you go to the website, just scroll down and on the left you'll see our online feedback form. Just fill it out, include your question or comment, and I can share it on the air today with Diane. And also, just a quick note here before I bring Diane out. I wanted to mention that the Everyday Miracles Show has some great giveaways coming up this summer. And all you have to do is sign up for my newsletter. You can go to everydaymiraclesshow.com and you'll see the newsletter. Sign up on the homepage. We have some free downloads coming to you and giveaways that you don't want to miss out on. And one other little piece of news. If you'll recall, last October I had Leanne Thiemann on the show, and she's the co-author of several of the Chicken Soup for the Soul books. I ended up telling her on the air about my experience, my angel experience, and after the show, she asked me to submit my story to Chicken Soup for the Soul because she thought it would be a good addition. So I did, and last week I found out that my story was accepted. So it'll be in Chicken Soup for the Soul, Answered Prayers, coming out later this fall. So that's really exciting for me. And of course, as always, if you've been touched by a miracle in your life or had an angel experience or any kind of very interesting experience, we want to hear about it. I'd love for you to share it. So again, just go to my website and let me know about the experiences in your life and how your life has changed because of your miracle. Well, we're going to move forward with today's show, which I'm very excited about as well. Our guest, our very special guest, Diane Collins, is a modern visionary, an original thinker, and one of the foremost thought leaders of our time. Her new book, as I mentioned, is called Do You Quantum Think? New Thinking That Will Rock Your World. And it's quickly achieving viral popularity and high acclaim among people from all walks of life. And Diane, along with her husband, Alan, they consult executives in some of the world's leading corporations, including AT&T and CNN, in applying this phenomenal system of thinking that she's going to share with us today. And her discovery provides us with the understanding and the methodology to rise above problems of today by laying the foundation for an entirely new way to think. Diane, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Candace. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you. So, of course, the number one question on everybody's mind right now is, what is quantum think exactly, and why should we do it?
And that is the perfect question. And, of course, everyone always asks me that. And I will say, of course, that quantum think is a system of thinking. Now, that sounds a little technical, but it's not when I just tell you a little bit about how I came to it. But I'm what interests me more and what I talk about in a very, you know, enjoyable way, I tried to write the beginning of the book, which is called Wake Up, Part 1, Wake Up. Well, what are we waking up to? And what happened to me along the way of looking in the world and seeing all of the problems that seem to persist, you know, war, conflict, and particularly today, the divisiveness of everyone, and just all of these things. And I wondered to myself, well, you know, what kind of a contribution would I make? And as I started to investigate, I came across what we would call mind science. And I'm sure a lot of people, if not everyone listening now, has heard the expression, as you think, so you become.
Mm-hmm.
And so I too heard this, as you think, so you become. Your predominant habits of thinking create your reality, right? Candace,
right.
You've heard that, right?
Absolutely.
And your experience, and therefore, you know, drives you into action and creates your results. Any results from the, you know, your inner feeling of peace or not, to relational results, how you are in your relationships, to outer results that we would consider tangible, houses, cars, and money, as I like to say. So I thought about this. Well, as you think, so you become. If all you had to do is change your thought to change the world, then why does the world still look the way it does? You know, why
right.
haven't we resolved the problem? And this is what led me to investigate and to realize most of the time, and I call this the myth of choice, we're not actually choosing our thoughts. Now, we all want to think we're independent thinkers, right? That,
right.
you know, we're free, we're independent, particularly if you live in a democracy as we are in your country, in my country. And yet, we're very much conditioned to think according to the beliefs and ideas of the culture that we're brought up in. And I'm talking about the overriding, you know, the whole culture of being of human society that very simply is called the world view. And what I discovered is very simply, we're in a quantum world. We're in a, what does that mean? We're in a world of space age communications, the internet, it's, you know, beyond the limitations of time and space. That's how we can connect to each other here and over the internet. And yet, our thinking is still very much conditioned by a more limited world view that actually came from the 17th century when scientists declared only the physical world is real. So when you think about it, and you talked about angels,
mm-hmm.
you know, when we... And I love the name of your show, Everyday Miracles, because what happens is we have this kind of separation, this split between the people who know that our spiritual awareness, our subtle energy awareness, our mind and consciousness and how we use it, has everything to do with our results in life. And then there are, quote, the other people who think, I don't know about that, right?
Now, right.
I'm sure you get that?
Absolutely. I mean, all the time. And we all experience that and experience people like that. So what we're going to do is we're going to move to a quick break. But when we return, Diane's going to share more with us about what we can start doing right now to change our thinking, improve our relationships, our finances, our health. Please stay tuned.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
And welcome back to Everyday Miracles. I'm Candace McClain, and today on the show we have Diane Collins joining us, author of Do You Quantum Think? New Thinking That Will Rock Your World. Now, Diane, let's give the listeners your website right now so people can, you know, go on your website while they're listening to the show, perhaps, if they're at home, and so they can learn a little bit more about you and more about this quantum thinking.
Okay, great. www.quantumthink.com, and I will spell that Q-U-A-N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, U, M as in Mary, and the word think, quantum think, T as in Tom, H-I, N as in Nancy, K.com.
Perfect.
Quantumthink.com.
Quantumthink.com. So before the break there, you were explaining quantum think as a system. What would you say are some of the key elements of quantum thinking?
Well, the key quantum thinking itself is a system of 21 principles, which I call distinctions in new thinking and practices for the mind and awareness so that we're actually living the wisdom. So what is the wisdom? This is what I was looking at also as I was growing up. Well, with 6,000 years of wisdom available at the touch of a smartphone, how is it as a society we're still not living it? And what I realized is we have to make a literal quantum leap in our own mind, in our own consciousness, and start thinking from the principles rather than just knowing them. And this is what makes quantum think work. This is the intent of it, and this is how it does work. We've been doing it for 15 years with amazing results. So what are the principles? Well, the principles are based in the quantum insights, discoveries, and I'll give you an example.
Okay.
And I'll give you a lot of examples if you want, but I'll give you an example of how this works. But it's based in quantum discoveries, because this is knowledge at the edge of what we know today. You know, what is a quantum discovery? That we live in a world of whole systems, a universe of whole systems. That's how it works. Everything is interconnected and interrelated. Now, we've heard these things. If we are at all aware that, you know, we really are interconnected, the Earth and everything on it, it really is a living system. Everything is energy in flux. Everything is shifting and changing. And the most important discovery is that our mind is what's fundamental to literally, you know, generating our experience of reality. So the old, what I call the old worldview, also known as the classical mechanical worldview from the 17th century up until the time of Einstein and the quantum physicists, who literally changed our view of how we see the world. What did they, you know, they gave us the earlier worldview was the universe is machine, divide it up into the parts, figure out how the parts mechanically work together, and you can predict and control everything. So it was basically said, in order to get something to happen, you have to pull or push on it, an object. And everything, all the objects are solid and fixed. And so when you map this on to thinking, how did that affect us? Well, we think we have to do something, you know, that the circumstances are shaping our life. If I look in my checkbook and my balance is, you know, not what I want it to be, and that will give me a certain emotional experience, right?
Right, right.
But it doesn't have to. Why? Because the good news is what we bring to our observation of life is what will give us our experience. And this is one of the quantum think principles. It's the core principle called observer-created reality. See, we used to think we were separate from everything and that all you had to do, as they said, is describe the object. You know, you're looking at not objects, but mostly people in your life, right?
Right.
How do I get my boyfriend to change? How do I get my mother to change? We could call that the circumstance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we look at it as, well, my mother is this way, or I am this way. I'd like to be a public speaker, but I'm really not good at that. And we start to make these, quote, fixed and solid conclusions based on what we see in the circumstances, and that's where we get stuck. Now, how does quantum thinking shift all that? Well, when you start to realize that what is shaping your experience of reality every minute is what you bring to your observation. And when you have made a conclusion about a person in your life, let's stick with mom, that isn't serving either you or her in the relationship, and if it's not serving either of you, it's probably not serving the rest of the family either, then when you're kind of thinking, you realize, well, wait a minute. There's no absolute way that something is. Everything is shifting and changing. And it's what I bring with my own conscious intent to this relationship that's going to have it shape the relational field between me and my mother. And what you do is you interrupt that automatic thought. That's what I mean by, you know, the myth of choice. You wouldn't choose to have a bad thought about your mother, would you, Candace, if you were choosing?
Right, of course.
Right. So this is what happens, is that this old world view was called, that gave rise to the age of machinery. In many ways, we became automatic in, you know, just to survive. It's not a bad world view, by the way. It's what we're doing with quantum state is we're not trading one in for another. We're expanding so that we know when to discern what is working and what isn't. What kind of thinking, what principles should I be thinking in? So you always have the opportunity when you realize that there is no fixed way that someone is. There's no fixed way that you are. You're not a set of fixed attributes. You're a living, evolving, alive, and spirited human being. And according to nature's principles, you can interrupt any automatic thought not serving you and realize, oh, the observer effect. What is my intent in this situation? And what happens when you create an intent with that level of awakened awareness in the moment, and it could be in the moment that you're actually in the conversation with your mother, that you see, wow, I brought all my judgments, and this isn't going well, and it's not, quote, the absolute truth. What is my, if I were dreaming up, what would my intent be? That we are thrilled to be together, that we understand each other, that we're communicating harmoniously, that we're understanding one another's perspectives, that we're happy and loving being with each other. That's what someone would choose, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they would. But I think with relationships, it becomes a little bit difficult now because relationships are always a two-way street, right? Right? So the relationship can kind of only be based on the sum of its parts or the sum of the thinking of the two parties.
Well, you see, that is what you just said is a little bit, you can see the sum of its parts comes from the old world view thinking.
Right. Because like a machine. The machine with parts.
Now we're all that way, right?
Yeah.
So it's not the sum of its parts, or as I once wrote an article, it takes one to tango in a quantum world. Why? And you ask, what are the elements of quantum thinking? Well, one of the elements is to realize that when you're thinking from a multidimensional reality, now, much of it is invisible to the senses, right? It's invisible to the, we're on radio, it's invisible, how it works is invisible to the senses. However, we know that it works. So when you start to look at what are the elements of a quantum world, the more modern and more up-to-date knowledge is that we exist in fields, in, I call it a quantum field for short. What is a quantum field? It's a field of intelligence, a field of connection. Field of energy. It's all these things. It's a multidimensional field. So it's all these things simultaneously. So when you realize, and this, you don't have to know science, you can just, or believe me on this, when you walk into a room, Candace, and the people there have just been, let's say, in an argumentative state, right?
Right.
You can feel it.
Oh, absolutely.
You can feel, right?
Yeah, the tension's there.
Right. The tension is there. Now, how do you know it's there? Because we exist in these fields. We're connected through the field. Now, the physical dimension, of course, which is one of the multi-dimensions of life, and a very important one, I might add, we appear separate, okay? But in the energetic dimension, in the dimension of intelligence and of spirit, we are very much connected through this field. And in fact, according to quantum science, with a consciously generated intent, we make a connection that gives an instantaneous shift in the awareness. So to answer your question, no.
Okay, Diane, actually, let me cut you off right there for a moment because we're just going to move to a break, but I want you to continue when we come back. We will be right back with more from Diane Collins.
you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
8 out of 10 people suffer from chronic lower back pain. Are you one of them? Finally, a simple, inexpensive way you can stop the pain at home. It's called the Vacupractor. The Vacupractor's unique patented method uses vacuum pressure and leverage targeting only the lumbar region. You'll get guaranteed results or your money back. And it's far less than a trip to the doctor's office. Finally, a back pain treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Welcome back to Everyday Miracles. Today we have Diane Collins joining us. She is the author of Do You Quantum Think? New Thinking That Will Rock Your World. And before the break there, Diane, you were talking about this new system of thinking. And, you know, out of curiosity, do we need to understand how quantum physics works to be able to employ this system in our lives today?
I'm glad you asked me that question. And I was going to ask you to ask me that question, quite honestly. And then I erased it. Now, there is what we call a quantum occurrence, because
there.
I was literally writing you that question, and I thought, oh, that's too much. Well, no, we don't. Now, see, quantum thinking is not about science. It's about how the discoveries of science shape the way we think. So what I did in my book, you know, part one, wake up, it really is, you know, what is our situation today? What has always been, you know, what do we really want in life? We all, the paradox of being human is we're all universally the same. We all want quality relationships, you know, productive work that we feel passionate about. We all want to have, you know, prosperity, financial prosperity. And, you know, we want all those things. We want peace of mind. We want the world to work. And then how it affects us is all uniquely different. So that's the beauty of, you know, the miracle of life. And so we're talking about that and what is wisdom and what does it mean to live a masterful life. And if you don't know the principles of how your mind, right, the connection of your mind. Now, I'm not talking about the brain. Now, the old world view said the mind and the brain, those identified the mind as the brain. The new world view, a quantum world view, we would say that the brain is more like a connector. It's a transmitter. So you could say, as a metaphor, the computer is like the brain, and the internet is like the mind, right? So there's all this information, right? And part of it is these principles. But the idea of quantum thinking, the second part being live the wisdom. It's all about integrating the wisdom of quantum principles, which are now very importantly proving the core of every spiritual tradition, all wisdom traditions, at their core, said the same thing. We are all interconnected. We are all part of one whole living, miraculous life, right? And we need to be, treat each other as if we are our own brothers and sisters. So when you put this all into modern terms, as I did in the book, and you start to do these simple practices, what happens is I have you experience these quantum principles rather than trying to learn and try to memorize, and people are, what is science? Or, the other day I gave a talk and I said, let's put it this way. The whole first part of the book is to convince you to read the second part because, the first part is very light and airy and, very great. But it's really all about becoming aware of your own awareness and then realizing, what is all this quantum buzz? People are talking about a quantum shift, right? You've heard that?
Yes.
Right, the quantum shift, what is it? Well, I said I was going to give you another kind of example of how this filters into our language and into our thinking. And you can use the very well-known term quantum leap, right? Most people know what a quantum leap is. What would you say it is? How would you... I mean, not in technical terms, but just in everyday language, quantum leap.
I think it's like a radical shift, in beliefs, in thought.
Exactly. It's a shift that's discontinuous from the past, right, from the pattern that already existed. And the important thing about a quantum leap is it's instantaneous and there's no pathway. So, when you look at the science of it, it's like, a particle of energy can change from the orbit to the middle or, change its spin or whatever. It doesn't matter the technical. But the idea is it's a shift in state. Now, what I was saying before the break about that we exist in fields, and when you walk into a room where people are happy or not, you can feel it. And in fact, one to tango in the quantum world means when you shift your state based on the dynamic of creation for human beings, the power of intent, consciously generated. When you shift your own state with another person or in a room, Candace, one person enthusiastic and happy can walk into an otherwise kind of depressed sort of mood in the room, and everybody will shift in the room, right?
Right, right.
How does that happen? Because the person came in with an intent for that to happen. So it's true. You only need one to tango. So going back to a quantum leap in consciousness, it's a quantum leap in your own state. When you become awakened to your own automatic way of thinking about something or automatic way of doing something or approaching something. Now, there's nothing wrong with it. I call this, I borrow a term from science called a least action pathway. The way the action goes because it's been that route before. Now, it's neither good nor bad. It's not positive or negative. It's just the automatic route that if you were aware of it in the moment, you might not make that choice. So what happens is, you know, one of the distinctions in quantum thinking is thinking from infinite possibility. Well, we live in an infinite possibility world. We can actually key in, just like you can go into the internet and you can click on, you know, any kind of reality there. It's all there, right? The good, the bad, the ugly, and the sublime of humanity. And you will be tuned into that reality. So it's the same thing in our lives. You can click into whatever reality you have the mastery of your mind over to do. So I'm not talking about mind control. I'm talking about when you become aware and start to live these principles, what keeps us from infinite possibility thinking? Our least action pathways, our automatic habits that we do without an awakened awareness that we're doing it. And this is the way we can generate conscious quantum leaps in our life. When we change our state, everything shifts with it. The whole field shifts.
And what are some of the steps, or how do we come to awaken our awareness?
Well, it is, that's why I wrote, you know, invented this system. And, you know, the interesting thing is, I didn't wake up one day and say, hey, I think I'll create a new system of thinking. You know, it was through my own passion to have things work that it came about. And I met my mentor, Dr. Fred Allen Wolf, who's a quantum physicist. He has 14 books, and he was in the movie The Secret and What the Bleep. People may know him as Dr. Quantum, and he wrote the foreword to my book. And he's the one who taught me, well, a quantum leap, you know, that scientists make discoveries, and this is my way of answering your question, that scientists make discoveries and that invent new terms. Quantum leap, where did that come from? 1927, when they discovered energy doesn't move smoothly and continuously. It bursts and leaps without pathways. So what we're, and then that comes into our language, and now we use it in everyday, as you said, a radical shift. So this is how it works. So what we can, eventually, these discoveries will come into our language and therefore into our thinking. So what I'm saying is, why wait? Because we're at a time right now in the world where everyone is experiencing this dramatically changing transformational time. We're in this transition where we're looking at the world as we've known it. All the systems and the structures have to go to a new place. Have to take a leap, right?
Right.
And so do we, because it's every system down to the individual. And when the world is like this, and, you know, we read the news, you get, oh, my God, what's going on here? You know, there's accelerating pace of change, which scientists, that's a scientific fact, and it's increasing. We have these three conditions. I am going to get to the question, how do we do it? Accelerating pace of change, I know the question. The second condition is increasing complexity in choices. The third condition is a kind of an unfathomable uncertainty. We've had this going on really since, you know, at least the last 10 years, the turn of the millennium and with 9/11 and everything. And so what happened is it makes everyone stop and think, well, what do I really want now in my life?
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there, Dan, because I want everyone to think about that right now while we go to break. What is it that I really want in my life right now? And when we come back, we'll have some final thoughts from Diane. We'll be right back.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
The In Search of the Miraculous 3-day workshop at the Omega Institute from July 29th to the 31st can change your life. Learn how to identify and erase your unconscious programs. Experience the quick and profound results of the revolutionary self-healing Dalian method. And fast forward your healing journey into consciousness with direct individual guidance from Mata. To register for this life-changing workshop with Eliza Mata Dalian at the Omega Institute, visit the calendar of events at DalianMethod.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to City SolveUrbanRace.com.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Welcome back. Well, today we've been learning about quantum thinking from its creator, Diane Collins, and you can check out her new book, Do You Quantum Think? New Thinking That Will Rock Your World. And you can check out Diane's website as well. It's www.quantumthink.com. And before the break there, you know, I put it out to all of you to, you think about what is your intention? How do you want to see your life change? Is it in your relationships? Is it financially? Is it your health? To have that intent, and Diane, I'd love for you to speak a little bit about that and how important it is to have an intention.
Okay, good. And, you know, I want to make an important distinction. This is good for this last, I think we're in our final segment here.
Mm-hmm.
That what I was saying before the break is that when we look at everything in the context of what's going on, we all want to really, it's very important for each one of us to be very much in tune with what we're passionate about, because that is sort of like someone tapping you on the shoulder and saying, here, Candace, this is what you should be doing now, because we need you to make, to give this gift of yours to the world. So we want to all do that now, because we're all collaborating to bring our world to this new place so that it's working better, right? So what is the dynamic of creation for human beings? And by the way, just to say about this, give a final word about the science, what I've done in this book is make it easy, not just to learn the science, but to condition ourselves proactively to start to think from this worldview, which is the more up-to-date, the more accurate, the more effective worldview. So what is the dynamic of creation for human beings, for ordinary people every day in our life? Is intent. And when I use intent, I actually make a distinction between intent and intention. Now, most of the time, that is they're collapsed together. And the method of quantum thinking, you said, how do we do it? The method is what I call the art of distinguishing, which is a new worldview of learning. And what is it? It's to bring something into your awareness in such a way that it alters your relationship to it. You have that quantum leap change of state by being able to talk about it this way. So before I said we think in a system, maybe no one went around thinking, oh, I'm thinking in one system or another, right? You don't, until I distinguish that in your awareness. And then you, when you start to learn the principles of the old world system and the new world system, you're able to make these instantaneous leaps. So I make a distinction. And by the way, distinctions are not absolute truths either. They're invented contexts so that we can get a greater masterful access to creating what we want in life. So I make the distinction between intent and intention. Intention, and again, I'm never talking about one is good, one is bad. It's always, if you can make the discerning of them, then you know how to use them and you become more effective. So intention being a course of action that leads to a particular result. And it can be a very broad result also. But let's say, you know, my intention is to be a wealthy woman by the end of next year. Something like that would be an intention. Whereas an intent is a dynamic force that activates the field. I've been talking about the field, this multidimensional field of intelligence and energy and awareness and connection that we're living in, because we condition the field with an intent. So an intent statement around finances or wealth may be, and you always do it as if it already is that way, in the present tense, or I like to call it the omnipresent tense. It's always that way. So an intent statement might be, well, let's say, if I were a wealthy woman, what would I be experiencing? Because it's a resonance. It's the state that you're resonating. So let's say that I enjoy the experience of abundance and development and growth and happiness. I love experiencing. I love that I'm experiencing that. And you see, I haven't said an amount of money or a by when or a goal, but if I start to live from that statement, as an intent, a statement of intent is a context that you're choosing to live from. What happens is that sets forth an activation. And what happens is, in terms of results, you will begin to attract many results, not one, many results that are consistent with the intent. Now, people will say, yeah, but I don't really feel that. You know, I don't. Mm-hmm. Right?
Say, right. People have watched What the Bleep, they've watched The Secret, they've read about the law of attraction, and at some point they get frustrated because they don't see the results that they're expecting.
Exactly. Because, well, most of the time they're not stating it properly, because
right.
they're saying, I want to be wealthy, which is in the unsaid saying, I'm not. So you're constantly saying, I'm not, I'm not, I'm not, when you say it that way. It could start with a desire, but then you have to know this practice of creating an intent statement. Now, if you know in the quantum world, and this is why intent is not positive thinking. As I say, it's always good to have positive thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Positive thinking is like having a positive thought, covering up a negative thought, you know, a negative judgment or conclusion, and hoping for the best. Or as my husband says, putting jelly over peanut butter, taking a bite, and then realizing the peanut butter is still there. So it's not positive thinking. What it's based in a very fundamental quantum world principle. For human beings, and I'm not talking about divine here, there are no absolutes for human beings. There's no way that it is. Because, again, you may have a divine absolute, but I'm talking about in our everyday world, everything is shifting and changing, which is the good news, because it means we have an influence, and this was actually shown in scientific experimentation over the past 80 to 100 years, where there's been many times of that, and you saw it in What the Bleep, where the power of intent does affect the field and therefore the result. So when you, the fundamental statement is, if it's not absolute, it's not the truth that I am experiencing, you know, I like to use the word, I love experiencing it, because that you can believe more. It's not a belief either, but it's a statement that you're creating to live from. Because what is the alternative? If the statement, I'm not enjoying abundance, or the statement, I am enjoying abundance, in a quantum world, neither of those are the absolute way that it is. Neither of those statements are true or false. One of them is there by default. And so that's giving you your emotional experiencing, and you keep reinforcing in your resonant field, I'm not wealthy, I'm not abundant, I don't know what's wrong, I created the intention, but it's not working. Whereas when you know, when you start to live, okay, I'm not feeling this yet, but you know what? I'm choosing to live from this statement that I love enjoying the feeling of abundance and happiness, and it's constantly blossoming in my life.
That's a beautiful thought. Yeah. And the hour has gone by so quickly today, but I wanted to leave on that note because it's a beautiful way to end it. And I want to thank you so much, Diane, for joining us today. It's been such a pleasure to have you.
Thank you. It's just my honor to be here with everyone. And thank you so much, Candace.
And so if you'd like to learn more about Diane Collins, or if you'd like to contact her and ask her some more questions, or learn more about her book, of course, Do You Quantum Think? New Thinking That Will Rock Your World, you can visit her website at www.quantumthink.com. And we'll see you all here next week again for another Everyday Miracles. Take care.
You've been listening to Everyday Miracles with Candace McClain, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered.